Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, Laura Burke's an online fitness and nutrition coach. Laura's with me here on the line today. Tell us about the experience, Laura, you had online recently.
Thanks, Andrea. So, yeah, I started selling some bits on Vinted, as many people have been lately. And I sold a dress, which was shipped to a buyer in France. And shortly after they received the package, I started receiving emails, very, you know, accusation style emails that I had shipped an incorrect item. They sent me photos of this pair of shorts that I've never seen before in my life and certainly had not shipped to them. And essentially tried to say, because I sent the wrong item, they wanted their money back. So I knew pretty quickly I was likely the victim of a scam. And then upon talking to other people, I realised this had definitely happened before.
So you'd listed the dress. The dress, was it up online on Vinted for long?
Yeah, months, Andrea. And it was definitely because it was a higher ticket price item, I felt. And I've since learned, I think Vinted, you know, cheap and cheerful things sell quite quickly. And this dress just wasn't budging. And I kind of had forgotten about it. And then when it sold, I thought, wow, like, that's kind of surprising considering it's been sat there so long. And this person didn't try to bargain me down. You know, other people had. And I just thought, bit strange. They've just gone and bought it straight away.
Oh, where has it been sold to?
It went shipped to France.
So somebody in France saw this dress and said, that's lovely, I'll get that off Laura. Whatever the agreed price was, high enough price, but they were happy to pay that. You packaged up the dress and shipped it off to France.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd sold other items before here in Ireland, so I'd never thought twice about anything going wrong. And I kind of just felt, you know, they didn't come in with a, oh, there may have been a mix-up, or how come I've received this instead? It was just so accusing from the get-go. I thought, this seems very strange to me. And so they were instantly demanding their money back.
So instead of getting an email to say, thanks very much for the package, I'm thrilled with the dress, or to say I don't like it or it doesn't fit, etc., you got a photograph in an email to say, you sent me the wrong item, you've sent me a pair of shorts for this particular price.
Yeah. And I, you know, even the package in the background behind the shorts was not the package I shipped the dress in. It was just so clearly a scam and set up that way. So I was really taken aback. And I instantly contacted Vinted to try and raise the issue because I wanted to get ahead of it as well.
So what response have you had from them?
So it's been a real he said, she said situation, which is really frustrating because this buyer has sent these, you know, false photos. And I never thought to take a photo or video of my dress being packaged up before it's sent. You know, that's not typically something you do. And yeah, you'd never think of it. So I, they've been sending these photos and Vinted have kind of said, well, look, they have proof, you don't. So I have since requested that they ship the item back to me and I'm still waiting on it to be delivered. But this buyer has said, I will be sending you back your pair of shorts. And I'm thinking, well, I never sent you the shorts. So it's a really tricky situation. And there seems to be no, you know, nothing in place to help protect the seller in this instance.
How long have you been on Vinted?
Probably 5 or 6 months.
Okay. And you've never had an experience like this before, Laura?
Never. And I think the shocking thing was, you know, I shared it on my social media more out of curiosity to see had anyone else experienced something like this. And the amount of messages, Andrea, and the stories are insane of people going through similar experiences. And that's what's really shocked me, that this seems to be happening left, right and centre and nothing's being done about it. And people are being left out of pocket.
So, and did you get the full money? You got the full price initially before you packaged and shipped off the dress.
So,
you did.
They paid the full price, but it's sort of held with Vinted until they agreed that they've accepted the package and it is as per it should have been. So the money is still in limbo. It's still being held at Vinted and they aren't going to, you know, release it back to her or send it to me until they feel they've fully, you know, surmised the situation. But like I say, I don't have any, you know, quote unquote proof that I sent what I did. Whereas they are claiming they have proof otherwise.
I haven't used Vinted, but a couple of my friends have. So I've sort of an idea of how it works. But I would have thought that when you had the agreement, like when they, I don't know, matched with your dress in the first place, you know, or agreed to purchase, surely you have proof, you know, there's proof of that. Would that not suffice?
I know. And this is it. Like they've just, you know, it's obviously what they do. They just claim, you know, yeah, I haven't received this and I want the money. And it's so clever because the seller, the buyer in this instance had a really good rating. And that's what everyone asked me. They say, did the buyer have a good rating? Because that's something people would look out for. And they had a 5-star rating and you could see clothes that they have bought before. And they're all just like really small items, you know, 3, 4, 5 euros. So they obviously just build up their account to look really genuine and buy small ticket items to kind of see that they are good buyers and then you trust them, you know. So, yeah, and so many people have said they've experienced
similar experiences. Rosalind Lipsett is with us as well, Laura. Rosalind's a fashion broadcaster with Ireland AM. Have you heard of this happen to other people as well, Rosalind?
Hiya, how are you today?
Good.
I'm so basically what Vinted is an online wardrobe swap. So it's a great way to clear out the clutter in your wardrobe. Most of the prices are about 10 euro. Everyone is kind of just selling their things to get rid of them instead of donating them to the charity shop, to like going to the right owner, someone that will like appreciate them. So it is a great platform. It's kind of like an eco-friendly online wardrobe swap. But with any kind of big platform like this, there will always be scams. And it is very much buyer protected. So with every item, there is, I think it's something like 1.99 extra you pay to have buyer protection. So therefore, the buyer is kind of always right. So like Laura there, there isn't as much seller protection. And that's why it's very important as a seller, you know, I know unfortunately Laura didn't document everything, but if you're selling something on Vinted, especially at the price of 75 euro, which is high for Vinted because a lot of the, you know, the prices are about 10, 15 euro and it's kind of a way to just clear out your wardrobe and get a bit of cash. It's very important to document clothes. Take pictures of every item, like every zipper. If there's a little hole in something, document it. If there's a bit of kind of fluff on the collar, take a picture because you are protected then as a seller. Whereas the buyer kind of is always protected. There's kind of no refunds, but the buyer can say, this item is not as described, the quality isn't as described, I want my money back. So there is a lot of that going on and therefore that can lead to scams and people taking advantage of it, which happened to Laura. So, you know, unfortunately, there is no kind of way to, you just have to really make sure you're documenting all your messages, have your tracking, your postage, make sure it's arrived on time, make sure you see that it's arrived to the person so they can't say, oh, I've lost the package. And it's just all about documentation and kind of,
it really sounds like it's more hassle than it's worth. To be honest,
I think for the most part people are honest and it is a sustainable platform and it's a great way to clear out your wardrobe, buy a few things instead of going to the likes of, you know, Shein or something. You know, you do get great bargains and you are, you know, and you can sell as well. So it is a great platform, but because it is such a big platform, you might,
you're going to have somebody who'll, Laura, you've heard, so you're well, I suppose really it's the kind of the real update, I suppose. You're waiting to get some feedback back from Vinted. We've reached out to them as well on your behalf, so if there's any update we'll come back to you. But have you continued using the site since or made any more sales?
You know, the awful thing is, you know, I completely agree with everything Rosalind is saying. It's so important for us to be looking for ways to shop sustainably. And even though I was primarily using the platform in the past few months to sell,
I know,
it's even put me off wanting to buy off it because it's just like I've lost this trust now. So it's a shame, but I also, you know, look, it's not over yet. And who knows, hopefully it'll be resolved in my favour.
Hopefully.
Well,
I know a lot of our, as you say, people getting in touch with you too, with having experienced, you know, something similar. It's if listeners want to get in touch with us too about that, the email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Laura, we'll leave it there for the moment. Thanks for joining us. Laura Burke, online fitness and nutrition coach and fashion broadcaster as well. Rosalind Lipsett.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.